Blog Talk Radio.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
Thank you.
strong in the power of might. Put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand the trial. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against
And now, Voices of the True Israelites, with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise His righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh's radio. Worldwide international radio broadcast is now on the air. Yahweh's Radio, Yahweh's Ministry. I be your host. My name, your seer, Israel. Oh, Seed Royal. We're doing a series called Unlocking a Biblical Mystery Tribe, Yahdah, Tape number 174. And we're going straight and get our ear over, because we want to write down some of these memos we're looking at right now and get our ear over and tell all you about all about the broadcast. And then we'll some of these memos and see what's going on. So let's see if we find our ear and bring him in. One thing about it, see, Roy, the fox tail have been laid and the curtain have went up. It's time to unleash the understanding of the deep mysteries of the Bible that's here before our eyes. So we meet the elder with a loud voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, Yahweh bid you that see right.
And Yahweh bless you, see as well as see world. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, the elder. Well, I know the fox they have been letting, and the curtain have went up, and like I say, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And I want to put a precept with that. He said, yeah, see, put a precept that if we not wrestling with flesh and blood, well, whatever that said, we want to come back and take a look at that according to what Yahweh is saying. So take your time and bring your A game and tell this national audience what the Almighty put on you to tell them for tape number 174, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, see Israel, and thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to listen to the righteous words of Yahweh. And you know, that's a good thing. As I always say each and every broadcast, the more people listening to the word of Yahweh, the more his word will do us justice. But unfortunately, you have people that hate authority, and that's the problem in certain situations. Why do people hate authority? If not kept in check, the terror would completely overrule the meek, as mentioned in the Bible. Could you imagine a world where you were afraid to go to work for fear that there'd be nothing left in your home when you return? It would be almost like watching a movie, Road Warrior. Whoever has the most gas, the most water, and the most food to eat, they rule over many. So there is mentioned in the Bible in Deuteronomy chapter 1, verses 15 to 17. 15 says, so I took the chiefs of your tribes, wise men and known, and made them lead heads over you. Captains over thousands, captains over hundreds, captains over fifties, and captains over tens, and officers among your tribes. 16. And I charged your judges at that time, saying, hear the causes between your brothers, and judge them righteously between every man and his brother and the stranger that is with him. 17. You shall not respect persons in judgment, but you shall hear the small as well as the great. You should not be afraid of the face of man, for judgment is Yahweh's. And the cause is too hard for you, bring it unto me, and I will hear it. K, Can you imagine employees running the bosses, or jobs, or students running the class while the teacher learns from the student? There has to be order, and order to things so we don't live in fear of our own selves. All things have to have order in life, insects, animals, and that should people. So we're given knowledge by Yahuwah in the book of Exodus, chapter 18, looking at verses 20 to 21. 20 says, "And thou shalt teach them ordinance, Torah instructions, and laws, and shall show them the way wherein they must walk and the work they must do." 21. "Moreover, thou people out of the people of able men, such as fear Yahuwah, men of truth, hating convergentness, and place them such over them to be rulers over thousands and rulers over hundreds, rulers over fifties and rulers over ten." You know, this is why we try to bring you things the way that it is written, and take time to make sure that those out there that don't understand the word of Yahuwah, what it means to us. We welcome and thank all of you to our live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible. And first and foremost, about Yahuwah's word. Learning how to connect the Bible books for your biblical education. Your health, foods you should eat and keep in the Sabbath days. We do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek and now found in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahdah. We're open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. and the days of Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. Having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday. The current time starting at 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. We have a temple class at 12 p.m. and an online class from 2 to 5 until the members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine. And right on that search line, you want to type tribeyahdah.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you may see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. In doing so, remember what it tells us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when you're doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated, that you give according to the Bible scriptures mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned for us in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, we have a calendar. Don't forget to check the calendar. It will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We also have a live program. This is a feature that's available during our live broadcast time. To get there, just enter the three words of Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for the Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yahdah. Click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We also have two email addresses. The first is tribeyahdah@gmail.com. The other is yahdahisrael@gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topics. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on those scriptures you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But also in saying that, calling this number, do not call trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. We have to remember, it tells us in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, be at peace with many, but nevertheless but have one counselor over 1,000. Can you imagine 6 cooks making 1 cake? I have no clue what the outcome would be. Also, by calling this number, you can order the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and the correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we'd like to ask, please do not contact the seer before broadcast or afterwards. He's usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos that most of us have seen, and even now, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back, unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dull tone. Now, so for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can catch the entire show today at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter 3 words on your search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. Just choose the program you were late logging into, or at that point, any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, for your convenience, during the normal Broad Talk broadcast, we are also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk, being listed under ethnic group, African American. Once again, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to answer those on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs alone with Seer Israel right in his shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than 2 text questions answered at a time. Failure to follow the righteous act, the elder will probably choose to block or restrict misuse. And if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, our teaching will continue on Pal Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. But also, we'd like to say, when we are given the scriptures to speak by this year, remember always to be quick to hear and slow to speak. So the words of Yahuwah always flow smoothly, remembering that we have hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to listen to the righteous words of Yahuwah. So we can start to listen to those words and get into our teaching. We'll pass our program over to our seer Israel and say, Halleluja, Yahuwah.
All right, hallelujah, Elder, Mr. Tia, that's excellent. You know, we have to be clear of everything now. We can't take nothing for granted. So when we read that Sirach 6, verse 6, so now Yahuwah soundly have said, now, seer, you got to clean that up. So they got to be cleaned up because that's what they'll say. See that? You're supposed to have one counselor. And the one counselor, we be having one counselor. That's true. But now we got to clean that up right now. So we got to clean it up after we see we're all going to be on stage for tonight's episode part number 174. We got to clean that up now, Elder. We're going to clean that up, Elder. Because, see, one thing about it, if we take anything for granted like we experienced when the big digging terrorists was communicating with you, and they don't even have a clue who is the tribe of Judah. They don't know who the Israelites is. They don't know who was hanging on a tree. They just specifically and don't want to know, really. Just want to keep a conversation. If you want to know, just like somebody tell you, hey, brother, you know that big leg woman you got? Yeah, she around the corner with Big Bob. I bet you stop what you're doing and go check that out. I bet you go check it out when you hear that she around the corner with Big Bob. See, you do that, and we experience showing you that a lot of things we think brothers and sisters know, and they don't know. And we experienced that today. And that really is keep the handkerchief in the seer's eyes, assuming that we know and we don't know. Because I had a memo a couple nights ago said, seer, if we shut your mouth up, then who will make, I said, well, one thing about it, if you shut my mouth up, the fox tail hell been letting the curtain hell went up. And so I had to stop what I was teaching on in the 11th chapter to prove the point, how were we at? So we was in Romans chapter 11. So we put that to the side to get with this foundation. So I can't take nothing for granted. I got to make sure that we know the foundation. Sometimes you got to go back and rehearse the righteous act. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back and rehearse the righteous act and see what's going on. And because one thing about it, in my opinion, the foxtail have been lit and the curtain have went up, and we got brothers and sisters can flat out just entertain the word of Yahuwah in a sixth anointed camp. And to make sure, I'm going to run through a series of testing and to make sure they're on point. We don't want that at the last minute to come home to roost that we don't know what this man is saying. And that's why we look at Sirach chapter 6, verse 6, because the elder brought it out, have one counselor. And that's what they do. They have one counselor. Christianity, the Islam have Islam, and Judaism have Judaism, tell you, have one counselor. But we can go in the Bible and see what that one counselor means according to the Bible. Got it? Good. We're just going to let Luke take care of all that as we don't know where we're going, but we're just going to go find the young lion and see if he's ready to come on stage. So when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young lion, oh, Micaiah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Why beat you at right?
And Yahuwah bless you, Sir Israel. Oh, see Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Rod. So young lion, we heard enough today to know we got work to be done. We clear that work got to be done. So we have to make sure that the foundation is solid laid. And if you want it, we're going to make sure it's there for you. But like he told Peter in the 22nd chapter, verse 20 to 32, he said, Peter, Satan desired to have you. And he'll sip you like wheat, but I pray that you stand tall. And that's the same thing I'm saying. I pray that when the time appointed, that it's going to come. Oh, yeah, it's going to come. We prepared to, like the elder says again, be swift to hear, slow to speak. Take a deep breath before you give an answer. Because if you just try to give an answer because the microphone is closed and then you might get a wrong answer. Then we got to go all around the merry-go-round. And we got to whatever. We leave it like that. We go and find a young lion and we found the young lion will be on stage for a nice episode. And, what about Mother E? What about Mother E? One of the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E from the tribe of Yagdah Judah, one of the elder mothers out of Camp 1. We're going to see one. Is the elder mother ready to kind of get on the airways and holler in that microphone? Hey, Mother E, Yahuwah bless you, Steve Roy.
Yahuwah bless you, Steve Israel, Steve Roy. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Aqua. Now, the reason I said that, WCC, what you mean? It ain't no elders in a woman. See, WCC, we're a council of churches. Yes, it is. Hey, El, Mr. Tibbs, help me out for just a minute. Would you run to 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2, just to kind of put a sock in the WCC, we're a council of churches mouth, because they up and running already. Can you tell me, what do 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2 say, since there's no such thing as no elder or mothers or women? Can you help me out in 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2? Elder, Mr. Tiff, knock that off of those steel. You on the clock. Come on. Elder, Mr. Tiff, can you knock that off of those steel in 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2? What's going on, WCC? I ain't hearing nothing. Young Lion, how about that? Knock that out real quick, because right now I ain't hearing the elder. Help me out real quick. 1 Timothy 5, 1 and 2. I want to get that out the way and take care of WCC real quick. Then I'm going to get on back to the broadcast.
Okay. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1, read. Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger man as brother. Verse 2. The elder women as mother, the younger as sister, with all purity.
Uh-huh. The elder women as what again? What do the elder women supposed to be called that's in Yahuwah? Brother Micaiah, what do the, according to 1 Timothy 5, verse 2, what do the elder women supposed to be called according to the Bible in 5, verse 2?
The book of 1 Timothy, chapter 5, verse 2. Verse 2 reads, the elder women as mothers.
The elder women as mothers. So we don't do nothing unless we can read it. So the elder women as mothers. There it is right there. The elder women as mothers. Now, see that? Seer, you got us again. Well, you know, we're always going to get you. Every time you just jump out there and just put some on the table, we're going to get you always. All right. Young Lion, let's see what Luke chapter 12, verse 12 on take number 174. And let's see if we lay some on the table, because I want to look at that Sirach 6, verse 6. I want to look at it real carefully. Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see what that say there, the young lion.
The book of Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say.
See, the righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour what you ought to say. Now, the elder dropped a profound verse on the table in Sirach 6:6, and we're going to add 35 through 37 with it. Young Lion, I want to go to Sirach 6, verse 6, and then tie in 35 through 37, and let's see what can we go from there. Come on.
Book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, and 35 down to 37. The book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, read, be in peace with men. Nevertheless, have but one counselor of his God.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 35. Verse 35. Be willing to hear every Yahuwah discourse, and let not parables of understanding escape you. Verse 36. And if you see a man of understanding, get you betimes unto him, and let your foot wear the steps of his door. Verse 37. Mm-hmm. Let your mind be upon the ordinances of Yahuwah, and meditate continually in his Torah instruction. He shall establish your mind and give you wisdom at your own desire.
That's a final statement. Now, let's paint the picture on that, what you just said there, young lion. We're going to 1 Kings chapter 18. Now let's paint the picture. Remember one thing. on the counts. When you read the Bible, you have to, something in there will have you to precept something to draw the conclusion of the picture. That's when you know you own something. When a small still boy say, take that verse now. Now let's see, can we make it turn into a picture? So we're going to run to 1 Kings chapter 18. And it says, peace with many, but have one counselor. That's what we just heard. Now we'll go on to 1 Kings there, young lion. We're going to go to 1 Kings chapter 18, and we're going to see how do we paint the picture on this. 1 Kings chapter 18. Now, and we're going to look right down at 18, and we're going to pick it up at verse number, 18, verse number 31. What do 18:31 say that we can read? 18:31.
But the first thing,
and verse 37 make it sound good. 18:31. And 37, just to make it sound good.
Book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 31 and 37. Verse 31 reads, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, until whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel should be your name. Verse 37, hear me, O Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that you are Yahweh, that you have turned their mind back again.
Ain't that something? That's nice. That's good talk. I got to hear that again, although you stumbling and bumbling on it, but I got to hear that again. That was a whole lot of meat on that bone right there. Come back to verse 18:31 again, and listen real good what we hear out of 18:31 and 37. What can we read again? Come on.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 31 and verse 37. Verse 31 reads, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be your name. Verse 37.
Stop it there. Stop it there. Stop it there. Stop it there for a minute, young lion. What is you telling me in 31? What is you telling me? Because really, we can just play music for the rest of the night behind what you just said right here in verse 31. Now, we really can play music for the rest of the night. Read verse 31 again.
Okay, the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 31. 31 reads, and Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the 12 tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel should be your name.
So you're saying when we read by the elder, you read it by Sirach 6:6. You just answered the question right there. I mean, if we beat him up a little bit more, it's because we just put an overdrive on it. You know, that's called an overdrive. So now, the one counseling, we just read it right here. So who is the one counselor that we can read? And real carefully, take a deep breath. Who is the one, according to Sirach 6:6, when we precept the Bible back to 1 Kings 18:31, who is the one counselor, according to verse 31, that young lion?
Israel.
On whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. So right then and there, so your counseling must come from Israel.
if you got a Bible, that means your counseling do not come from Christian, Islam, or Judaism. You do not have the one counselor. According to Sirach 6 verse 6, we just ran it back to the 18th chapter, verse 31, find out your one counselor supposed to be the children of Israel in whom the word came. Now that's plain. So now we're not, now we can beat him a little bit now, but we really can stop right there and play music the rest of the night, but we're not. We just gonna put some on it. Now back up to verse 20 to 21. And look what the Elijah the seer says to whom the word came to Israel. Look what he says to them, pointing back at Sirach 6, verse 6. Look what he says in 1 Kings 18, 20 and 21. What did he say?
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 20 and verse 21. Verse 20 reads, so Ahab sent unto all the children of Israel and gathered the seers together unto Mount Carmel. Verse 21, and Elijah came unto all the people and said, How long have you between two opinions? If Yahweh be Yahweh, follow him. But if thou, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word.
Yeah. So he says, how long, you children of Israel, gather all your leaders together and bring them down to Mount Carmel. And when they get, and then he said to them, Elijah the seer, how long have ye between two opinions? How long is you going to keep on doing the two opinions? Children of Israel, you only have one opinion. So if anybody in the Bible is supposed to speak to you, if it's not the children of Israel, then you receive an opinion from outside the protocol of Yahweh. So now you should be clear. Now I could precept that and make a meal out of that by going to the book of Tobit when he says such a thing, the man that came out of heaven and said, I just want to know, you know, what tribe you came from. That's all I want.
Shalom, Israel, Shalom, Shalom.
So, what sound, where did that come from? So now, all I want to know, listen, the two opinions, if you don't learn nothing, Israel, you was given a name. And anytime you get opinion pertaining to the Bible and it's not of Israel, then you fit up under that right there. And that's why you're going to always be disembobulated because you just broke the instruction. How long you children of Israel, you're going to have two opinions. The only opinion you're supposed to have is the one opinion from Israel, and we'll find out a little bit more of that as it unfolds. Now, skip down to verse 36. Skip down to verse 36 down to verse 39. Listen good. 36 down to verse. Now, when they heard that, let's see how they react because we asked them a final statement. When the big dignitary and the preacher was on, we and myself and the elder, we knew if right now, if you are about the truth, then you should be the first one in the room and the last one to leave. But if you decide to put it off, then we really know a mother, E. In 32:23
or the book of Numbers. Can you help the old seer out? In Numbers 32, 23. What really happened, Mother, that we can read? 32, 23. What is it saying?
Okay. The book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23. Book of Numbers, chapter 32, verse 23. And if you will not do so, behold, you have sinned against this Yahweh, and he surely, and be sure your sins will find you out.
Yeah, so, Brother Micaiah, did that happen today? Oh, so you found out I haven't been studying. Yeah, you know how we found out? By opening the Bible up. We ain't got to follow you around. All we got to do is wait until the Bible open up. We can tell what you owe. We don't have to burn a lot of the gas and do all these things to see what you're doing. All we got to do is wait till you open the Bible up. And we'll tell you if you're studying or not. Because you, one thing about this, if you do not study this, you will not click. He ain't going to allow you to click. If you ain't bumping shoulders, he ain't going to allow you to click. You'll be all over the place. And it's going to show up every time when we thinking you know this and find you didn't know this. You thought this and you didn't know that. Oh, so you don't found out. No, we ain't found out nothing. You exposed to your own answers. That's why I tell you, before you make an answer, take a deep breath before you give out the question. Because you try to click it, cause it's silence, you're going to be wrong every time. And that was shown today. Can I get a witness there, young lion? Can I get a witness on that?
Hallelujah, well. Hallelujah,
what? See, that's what I'm trying to tell you. See, we already know where you're at. All you got to do is just touch the Bible. And we can tell where you're at just like that. Because he'll give it to you, those that obey him, he'll give it to you. Keep that in mind. Now, skip down to verse 36, down to verse 39. Look what he say here. Look what he say. 36 down to verse 39.
Okay. I'm going to go to the first king, chapter 18, verse 36. You say down to 39 or 36 and 39?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight on down, straight on down. First Kings 18, 36, straight on down to 39. What does it say?
All right. First Kings chapter 18, verse 36, down to verse 39. 36 read. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the seer came near and said, Yahweh, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are Yahweh in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Verse 37. Hear me, O Yahweh, hear me, that this people may know that you are Yahweh, Yahweh, that you have turned their minds back again. Verse 38, then the fire of Yahweh fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and lit up the water that was in the trench. Verse 39, and when all the people saw it, they fell on their face. And they said, the Yahweh, he is Yahweh. Yahweh, he is Yahweh. Verse 4. And Elijah said,
that's it. That's it. 39. You hear what they say? You hear what they saying? So that's what I'm saying. When you hear the word of Yahweh, it's supposed to move you to say what it said in verse 39. But I want to go back to what was said in verse 36. Now, what was said in 36 there, young lion, that are really supposed to pique your interest? in verse 36. Can you help the old say out? Someone said in verse 36 that really piqued my interest. Let's see what was that that piqued my interest in verse 36. Read it again.
The book of 1 Kings, chapter 18, verse 36. Verse 36 reads, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the seer came near and said, Yahweh of Abraham, Yahweh of Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are Yahweh in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word.
Ain't that something? So what I got out of this, Elijah the seer, and he said, Yahweh of Israel, that and that I am thy servant. He said, I am your servant, Yahweh, and that I have done all these things at thy word. And that's the point which I'll tell you. See, what we do, we can read what we do. We don't do anything that it don't work like that with me. We're going to give you uncut, thus says Yahweh. Because the bottom line is Elijah the seer. And when the people that was righteous heard that, what they do? Fell on their face, and they said, Yahweh. He is Yahweh. The Yahweh. He is Yahweh. Now what we're going to do is precept that Mother Eve. And we're going to find out, who you calling Yahweh? Yahweh. Let me tell you something. This is on the count. You know what really will make the seer happy? When a verse is read and all of a sudden a precept will come in that to tie in somebody. That is the game changer. That's when Yahweh the Son looks at Yahweh the Father and say, hey, they're making their move. Now, the precept in 39, we're going to run and take a little peep at it, Mother E.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to run over to Acts chapter 10. Hey, Mother E. We're going to run to Acts chapter 10. And we're going to see who is this Yahweh that Elijah the seer is talking about. We're going to see if we go to the 10th chapter and paint the picture. We're going to go to Acts chapter 10 and paint the picture.
Okay.
See, can we paint it, Mother? We're going to Acts chapter 10. What we're going to do is paint the picture. Well, who is this Yahweh that we're talking about? We're going to Acts chapter 10, and Peter has become clean in verse 34 and 36. Hey, Mother E, that Peter had to come clean, the chief speaker of the nation of Israel, he had to come clean in Acts 10, 34 and 36. And what did he say that we all can hear some powerful reading in Acts 10, 34 and 36 during the clock? Come on.
Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and verse 36. Verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth. Excuse me. I perceive that Yahweh is no respecter person. Verse 36. The word which Yahweh sent unto the children of Israel, teaching peace by Yahweh the Son. He is Yahweh of all.
So, Mother E, when we read in 1 Kings chapter 18, and they fell on their face and say, he is Yahweh. He is Yahweh of all. Who was the the Yahuwah that Elijah brought to the table that according to that precept? Who was that Yahuwah that he says, they said, they fell on their face, said, Yahuwah, Yahuwah, the Yahuwah of Israel. Who was that Yahuwah of Israel, mother?
That was Yahuwah the Son.
Who was that Yahuwah of Israel?
That was Yahuwah
the Son.
According
to what verse? According to what verse you just got through reading, that put the finger, that was Yahuwah the Son.
36. I think it was 36. Okay. 10:36.
What was the verse that really kind of piqued your interest to know that in Elijah's days, what piqued your interest that the Yahuwah they fell on their face, the Yahuwah of Israel, is Yahuwah the Son? What verse piqued your interest in that?
10:36.
Acts 10:36. See that? And see, that's what we're talking about. See, that's when we know Yahuwah is working with you, because you heard what they said over there, and you know that Acts 10:36, and only Yahuwah that Peter knew was the one in St. John 5:43. The only Yahuwah he knew was the one in St. John 5:43, that Mother D.F. Israel. I mean, Mother E. What Yahuwah did he know in St. John 5:43?
Okay. St. John 5:43. I am come in my Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive.
You see that? So the Son is saying, I came in the Father's name. So that's the only Yahuwah that they knew and the seers know. And now we're going to show you how you just nail it with a precept. See, sooner or later, we're going to see all this, Mother E. Only when you got one opinion, and the opinion got to come from the children of Israel, the people of the book. Now watch this. Now we're going to give us a precept on that, Mother. We're going to Matthew chapter 15. Yes, ma'am. We're going to Matthew chapter 15. And we're going to look at verse 29 and 31. Now watch this, Mother. Now watch the precept that seals the deal. 29. And 31. Now we go on, seal a deal, Mother.
29 and
31. This gonna seal a deal of the gang sales, Mother, by going to Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 and 31. Now we go on, seal a deal, Mother. Let's come back.
Okay.
Let's seal a deal now.
Let's
deliver the knockout blow and seal a deal. Matthew 15:29 and 31.
Let's seal the deal. Come on. Matthew 15:29 and verse 31. And Yahuwah departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up unto a mountain and sat down there. Verse 31. And so much that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to see, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the Yahuwah of Israel.
Who they glorified again, Mother?
Yahuwah, the Son of Israel.
Yeah. And how we know he's the Yahuwah of Israel, because verse 29 told us. Yahuwah the Son departed. And who is he? The Yahuwah of Israel. There it is right there, 29 and 31. See, there goes the game changer, see, right there. So now when we go back to 1 Kings 18, Mother, We might, we can raise our level up on teaching and reading. When we go to 1 Kings, chapter 18, and we look right down at a verse, I think we can really bring it on home if we can get our finger on them verses we just got through reading now. So when we go to, and we can make them holler real quick in verse 36. What it says, 18:36. Let me see you knock it out the park in verse 36. Well, what we just put on the table, we want to see you just knock it out the park with all that ammunition you got laying back in the cut. Now, you send them on some old elderly women, and then you read this verse to them, but you knocked it out the park. Let me hear you knock it out the park in verse 36.
Okay. 18:36. And it comes to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the seer came near and said, "That was the son of Abraham, of Isaac, and of Israel. Let it be known this day that thou art that water son in Israel, and that I am your servant, and that I have done all the things as thy word."
Excellent. Listen, sooner or later, 6 and 9 counts. That's when you in other settings. We talk on the broadcast. But this is where the game changer come in when you break the protocol of the wickedness and to able to bring that to the table but have all that back up. So Elijah was talking about Yahweh in Israel, but the Yahweh in Israel is the son. So there it is right there. So that's the one that we clear about. Now, that's good. That's nice. So now, Bo Micaiah, remember we're dealing with the one council out of 1,000. So now we're going to see exactly, because that's what they'll say in a minute. Matter of fact, one of them big dignitaries told his members, you know, the old preacher one said, "Dirty black." He told his members, what I heard, that when you go outside, you better not speak to none of them other folks. Period. Why not? I mean, if you got prepared, you won't be speak to anybody. He said, "Don't you even speak to none of them. Just look at them and just, you know, treat them right. Just keep them moving." Why no? Why no? Because it made it plain. Hey, Mother E, it made it plain in Jude 1:3. Can you help those see out again, Mother? Right next to Revelation is the book of Jude 1:3. Can you help those see out? Because it says something in Jude 1:3. What it say, Mother?
Let me get that. Book of Jude. Know that before you get to Revelation. Jude 1:3.
Yes, ma'am. What it say?
"Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the coming salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should honestly continue for the covenant which you once delivered unto the saints." The 12 tribes.
He said you gotta honestly contend for this right here. That means you gotta get out. Well, you know, I don't like, wait a minute. Well, you might close the Bible down there. He said, you gotta honestly contend for this covenant.
Right.
You have to throw down. His name is Judah, his brother's name was Judah, but Yahweh the son told him that, and he was telling the children of the book, you gotta honestly contend for this covenant. You can't back from this. No. You was created for this, so you gotta honestly contend for this, according to Jude 1:3. You can't sit there and you see something that's wrong, it's wickedness, and you don't say nothing. You sit on the side of the fence. What do you mean, where that at? Well, hold that point. Brother Micaiah, in the book of Leviticus chapter 5, now, the Catholic Church said, now, what is it? Why do we have to say something? Well, see, the big Catholic Church out of New York, why do we got to say something? Well, we'll go to Leviticus chapter 5, and we're going to see if who right, because a lot of people say just walk on by, but you gotta be prepared to pick your stick button. But we're going to the fifth chapter and see. Give me 4:1-2. Just get warmed up first. Give me Leviticus 4:1-2, Brother Micaiah. Then I'm going to the fifth chapter. 4:1-2.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 4, verse 1 and verse 2. Verse 1 reads, and Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, verse 2, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if a soul shall sin through ignorance against any of the law of Yahweh concerning things which are not to be done, and shall do against any of them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Now go to the fifth. Now you're talking some good talk. Now go to the fifth chapter and pick up verse 1.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and if a soul sin and hear the voice of swearing and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, and he shall bear his sin.
Read that again.
Book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, and if a soul sin, and hear the voice of swearing, and is a witness, whether he has seen or known of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin.
That's why you can't be all over the place and places where you're not supposed to be at, because if you hear something and you don't say nothing about it, then you're just as guilty as them by holding your peace. That's why we read in last night's lesson, I think it was a night before last, that the wolf do not hang out with the lamb or something like that, because you got to be equally yoked to hang out with. But if you want to hang out and straddle the fence, now you want to hang out with undesirable company, and if they throw a line and you don't say nothing about it, or they make an arrow and you don't say nothing about it, then you just as guilty as they is. You see that? Why? You should not put yourself in that position, knowing they could do a whole lot of lying, especially around your kin folks, you're going to hold your peace, and you go around your kin folks, hold your peace, and Jude just told you, you can't do that. You got to honestly contend for the covenant. So if you know if you're not going to honestly contend for the covenant, then you violating Yahweh's rule. So if you're hearing a bunch of lying, according to 5 verse 1, and look what it says in verse 17. That's why you have to be word up. Look what it says in 5:17.
The book of Leviticus, chapter 5, verse 17. 17 reads, and if a soul sin and commit any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the law of Yahweh, though he was it not, yet is he guilty and shall bear sin.
You see that? So now if you see them lying, they out of order, and you don't say nothing, you say that's a mark against you. Because first of all, you should not be in that position
If you're not going to honestly contend for it, then you need to back away from that. Unless you got no way around it, then you got to deal with it. That's why we keep telling you, you got to be word up in Yahuwah. See, that's why we have these more than one counselors. And then you hear somebody say, I don't contend. I mean, I don't argue. I don't argue to come out of the word. Then you out of the will of Yahuwah. He just told you in Jude 1:3 that Jude was told, name is Judah, really, that you're supposed to honestly contend for this word. You hear your auntie lying? She got to be called out. You lying. Now, hold that problem. Go with, but you got to have a verse to work with now. Now, you don't be argumentary where you start want to argue. No. You said, no, hold that point there, auntie. Turn over to the verse, such, and read that right there. Now, if she don't want to deal with it, then you know, hey, fine. Take dust off your feet and go on about your business. That's why you got to, I know that's wrong, but I don't know what to do. Well, see, now you out of order. And we found out that today with the young lions, you found out that I ain't been studying. Yeah, you know why we found you ain't been studying? Because everything you saying out your mouth is wrong. No, you told off on yourself that you ain't studying. You think when you miss a class, you ain't missed a lot. Yes, you have.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have. You have missed a lot. Any minute you miss, you will miss something. And it'll show up every time when you think you can pick back up on it week by week by letting everything stay on neutral week by week. Nope, it don't work like that. So back to Sirach 6:6 again. Now, in the book of Psalms there, young lion, help those see out that what we can read in 78 verse 5. Psalm 78, verse 5.
Okay. Going over to the book of Psalms, chapter 78. We want verse 5. Book of Psalms, chapter 78, verse 5 reads, "For he established a covenant in Israel and appointed a law in Israel, which he commands our fathers, that they should make them known to their children."
You see that? And that's what we did last Saturday. See, that's a commandment to do that. Sit your children down and get them prepared. See, that's a commandment. You don't try to win their way without following the rules of Yahuwah. And it's commandment to sit down with your little ones and get them prepared. That is a commandment from Yahuwah. Is that what we're reading?
We read.
Is that what we're reading? We're reading verse 5 again. That's a commandment.
Okay.
That's a commandment.
Mm-hmm.
And hold that part, Mother E. Read what it says in Romans 12, verse 3, Mother E. Kind of read back. Romans 12, verse 3, coming right back. So do you understand that is a commandment from Yahuwah that you teach your offspring the word of Yahuwah? That's an order from him. 12, verse 3, what does it say?
The book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. For I say, though the grace, the covenant given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as Yahuwah has dealt to every man the measure of faith in me.
That's 12 verse 3?
Mm-hmm.
Now back and read verse 2.
Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of Yahweh.
Mm-hmm. Now verse 1. Now verse 1, mother. Now knock out the clog in verse 1.
Verse 1. Okay. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of Yahweh, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, righteous, acceptable unto Yahweh, which is your reasonable service.
So don't look for no pat on the back. That's what he's saying. This is your reasonable service, Israel. This is your job to do. You was created to do this. Don't look for a pat on the back when you deliver the knockout blow in Yahweh. This is your reasonable service. You was built to do this right here. You built to catch the liar and the hypocrite and honestly contend with them through the word. That's what you built to do. Micaiah, 147, verse 19 and 20. Psalm 147, Brother Micaiah, 19 and 20.
Okay. Going over to the book of Psalms, 147, verse 19 and verse 20. Book of Psalms, chapter 147, verse 19. Read. He showed his word unto Israel, his law and his judgments unto Israel. Verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any nation, in as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise you, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
You say you better praise Yahuwah because he haven't dealt with no other nation. So when you read in the verse of 6, verse 6, be at peace with many, but only have one counsel of a thousand, and the one counsel is talking about the children of Israel. Children of Israel, you don't have one counsel. And children of Israel got nothing to do with being a Christian. Because he said plainly about that word called Christian in 11:26, where it come from, of Acts. That's what I want, 11:26. See, the word, and he ain't told you nothing about being no Christian, so a Christian can't tell you nothing. According to the Bible, a Christian can't. Because that's more than one counsel. And look what it says over here, 11:26 of the book of Acts. Where it say that, Brother Micaiah?
The book of Acts, chapter 11, verse 26 reads, and when he had found him, he brought him unto Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the followers were called Christians first in Antioch.
And when it was called Christian, what they undone in Acts and Isaiah 65:15. Now, once they was called Christian, that means they don't have the one counsel anymore. And what they have did that we can read, according to what we just got to read, out of 1 Kings chapter 18:31, read it one more time, mother. Hey, mother E, read it one more time, that 18:31 of the 1 Kings. Let me show you what they done did. Look what the record said by the seer in 18:31. What do the record say in 18:31 about the seer? 18:31.
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31.
Yes, ma'am. What does it say?
1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel, unto whom the word of the Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be your name.
My. What will be your name again? What will be your name, mother? What for be the 12 tribes name? Israel.
Israel.
Israel, not Christian mother. Not African American, not Negro, not color. Israel should be your name. Israel. But what happened your line in 6515? What did Israel do? What did Israel do?
The book of Isaiah.
6515. What they do, young lion?
The book of Isaiah, chapter 65, verse 15. 15 reads, "And you shall leave your name for a curse unto my chosen. For Yahweh shall slay you and call his servants by another name."
Now, what name did you leave and take on the curse name? We just got through reading it in 1 Kings. We just got through reading it in 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 31. What name did you leave and pick up a curse name? What name that we can read in 18:31? It says, your name is what? And you're going to leave that name for a curse. What name is that, young lion?
You said we just got done reading in verse 31, talking about King.
Yeah, 18:31. The name you're going to leave to pick up a cursed name called Christian and black, African American, Negro. What name is that according to 18:31?
Israel.
Israel. You mean it's really in 1 Kings 65:15, and if you had said it, but if you don't know how to get to 18:31, then you're going to leave alone. So now, you said you're going to leave your name for a curse on my chosen. And I'm going to slay you and call you by another name, like the name you got now, African American, Negro, and color. What name did you leave? You must have it with the precept, mother. You must have the precept. You don't be fumbling around with the precept. You make a note of it. You have the precept. What name you left for a curse by going to 1831 and say the name you gonna leave for a curse. You're going to put down the name Israel. You're going to put it down. You're going to call yourself everything but Israel. The other name besides Israel is past the one. Now you're upon a curse. And you don't even know it. And see, that's our job, to watch where you're coming from and see where you're at, then be able to help you if you want to be helped. But you got to want to be helped. You don't want to be helped. So when we read now in Sirach 6, verse 6, have a one counsel of 1,000, and the one counsel for you'll put it in there, Israel. Not on the broadcast, but when you among and you dealing with the better halves and the family, you put it in there and hope they give a jerk or a kick where you can put some on them. We'll look at them real quick and see if they break. Give me that word when you are jerk. What that word called? Give me that word. Flinch. When you flinch. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you,
it.
That mother.
Yeah.
When you flinch. If they flinch, then put it on them. That's all I can tell you. You got to honestly contend for this thing. If they flinch, put it on them. And doesn't say do it in Jude 1:3. And doesn't say Moby. Do you remember what it said, mother? Hey, mother, you remember what it said, Jude 1:3, we got to honestly contend for this covenant?
Right.
So if we watch them flinch, we watch them, you know how somebody put their hand at your face real quick and you jump and you flinch? Uh-oh, you flinch. If you see them flinch, put some on them, mother. That's what the Bible tell you to do in Jude 1:3. Put some on them. If you drop that on the table, put stuff on them. That's all I can tell you. So now you're doing Bible. All right, we see Mother D.F. Israel came on the stage. So let's see if we can bring her in for the nice episode part number 174. So when you meet Mother D.F. Israel, take number 174, one of the mothers out of camp one. Mother D.F. Israel, Yahweh be to you, Seeroy.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Seeroy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there. Mother D.F. Israel. Now, Mother D.F. Israel. So now, we clear that we can't back away from a good confession. Let me pull a rabbit out of the hat on that. In the book of Hebrews, see, listen. So, in the book of Hebrews, there, Mother D.F. Israel, what did Pilate say he heard? Pilate said something that he heard. He heard something that we can read. And then we're going to help old C out. Now, Pilate said he heard something. Now, can anybody help me and tell me what old Pilate said he heard? Pilate said he heard something. Could anybody on the panel that's on stage help me help those seer on what Pilate said he heard? Pilate said he heard something. And can anybody help those seer out? Because I'm struggling right now. Because he said he heard something in the book of Hebrews. And what did he hear that we can read? Can anybody help those seer out? Or do we have to table it to another time? That he heard something on stage. And what did he hear that we can read? I'm going to pause and see, will anybody help those seer out on what Pontius Pilate said he heard that we can read? That we can read. We'll tell you that for right now then. We'll come back to it later. So Pontius Pilate said he heard something. He said he heard something, see, right? And just like today, we found out that, y'all caught me red-handed. I haven't been studying. No, we ain't caught you. This book gonna catch you. This book ain't gonna let you compete if you ain't studying it and you ain't studying. Oh, book, they ain't gonna let you do that. Yeah. The book gonna have you fumbling all around. Talking when you're supposed to be quiet. The book can do that. Now, Mother D of Israel, help those see out because we got to be clear about this Sirach 6, verse 6, one counseling. And what do that mean according to Isaiah the 9, verse 8? What that mean by having one? We go on and look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8, Mother D of Israel. Come on.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. Isaiah 9, verse 8 reads, Yahweh sent a word unto Israel, and it has lightened upon Israel.
So he sent the word to who, Mother?
To Israel.
So when we read Sirach 6:6, we're not going to read again. We're supposed to have one counselor of who? One counselor of who? So we're supposed to have one counselor of who, according to Sirach 6, verse 6. So if he sent the word to Israel, meaning we're supposed to have one counselor, and the one counselor will be of who?
Of Israel.
Excellent. And that's the end of it. So your one counselor should not be a Christian, not be Islamic or Judaism. One counselor of Israel. That's it. In the narrative, you start breaking it down as it unfolds. So now let's talk about the one counselor by going to Amos 3, 1, 2, and 3. Mother D up Israel. Now we're going to Amos. Chapter 3, verse 1, 2, and 3.
Amos chapter 3, verses 1 to 3. Okay. Amos chapter 3, verse 1. Hear this word that Yahweh has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family, which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, verse 2, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore, I will punish you for all your sins. Verse 3, can two walk together except they be agreed?
Didn't you read in two nights ago in Sirach 13:16, Mother B.F. Israel, didn't you read something, can two walk together unless they agree?
Yeah.
What did you read that helped precept that, Mother, over there in the book of Sirach, chapter 13, verse 16? What did you read that would precept that to the bone? I mean to the nitty. What is that that you precept, Mother, that brings that out? Can two walk together unless they agree? So here it is here. So now, you read, and two nights ago, Mother, D.F. Israel, and you got it on your great note, because we know you're a great note taker. So in the 16th chapter, verse 13, 13:16. What can 13, we read? 16. Yes, ma'am. So bring that out for this national audience. Can two walk together unless they agree because of what? Bring that out. Knock out the park there, Mother. Come on.
Sirach chapter 13, verse 16. All flesh consort according to kind. And a man will cleave to his like. Verse 17. What fellowship has the wolf with the lamb? So the sinner with the Yahweh. Verse 18. What agreement is there between the hyena and a dog? And what peace between the rich and the poor?
You see that? So you see that thing right? So it doesn't make no sense for you to break the rules of Yahweh. The rich don't want nothing to do with the poor but keep you more poor. And who is this rich that love to keep you more poor? Mother, that we can read in 14:32 of Isaiah. Now who is this rich that all they want to do with the poor is keep you more poor? Who is this poor that the rich love to keep you poor? You know what the rich said? The rich said in the last lesson we taught on, the rich was Prince Philip said, when I'm reincarnated again, I like to come back as a deadly virus. Read, pull that up again there, young lion. Read that again. See, that was the rich said. And guess who I want to make sure I jump on? The one that got the overpopulated nation. Now, you know who got the overpopulated nation, don't you? And you say, if I came back, I want to be a deadly virus to them. But we just got to read, can two walk together unless they agree? That means the statement he made, that being his better half, a lock, a hook, line, and sinker with that statement. Because two can't walk together unless they, what, Mother B of Israel?
Agree.
So you know what she did? She took her cup and tapped his cup. That's the only way you can look at it. When he said what he said, she raised her cup up, tapped his cup. Can we look at it any other way?
No.
Oh, I can't hear nothing out this class now. Can I look at it any other way? Because we just got to read in Amos 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they agree? So when your better half made that statement, you did not denounce it. You put your cup and tapped his cup. Is that the only way to look at it?
That's the only way to look at it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So what we read? What we read now?
You said Isaiah 14.
Yeah, we know you wrote it down. Go ahead, young man. What you say? I know it was wrote down.
What I'm saying in the spirit of Yahweh.
14:32
Isaiah.
Excellent. So we found out he was the rich ain't can nothing about the poor. And the poor is who? That we can read. Is that what we're going to see? So
yes.
We're going and see who is this poor that the rich cares nothing about. Because the rich said, when I come back, we'll let Brother Micaiah read what he said when he come back, when he reincarnated back what he wants to be when he come back. Now, who is this poor? So we can read in 14:32, Mother D. F. Israel of Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 14, verse 32. What shall one then answer the messenger of the nation that Yahweh has founded Judah, and the poor of his people shall trust in it?
So now what did he say in 1988 that we can read that, Brother Micaiah? What did the big dignitary say in 1988? Brother Micaiah, what did the big dignitary say in 1988? And he received a tap on his glass by his better half.
Okay.
What did he say?
I'm pulling it up now.
What did he say?
All right, and I'm putting it up right now.
So what did he say? Huh? What did he say? And I said he got a tap on his glass. You know why I said? Read again, Mother D. of Israel, Amos 3:3. We give the young lion a chance to get his ducks in a row. Read Amos 3:3 again.
Amos chapter 3, verse 3. Can two walk together except they be agreed?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Give me Malachi chapter 4, verse 4.
Malachi chapter 4, verse 4. Remember you the Torah instructions of Moses, my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with the statutes and the judgment.
How much Israel, Mother?
All Israel.
To remember the statutes and the judgment that was given to you in Horeb is for how much Israel, Mother?
All Israel.
Give me Micah chapter 3, verse 1. Micah chapter 3, verse 1.
Okay. Let me get back there. Micah chapter 3. Okay, see, I'm trying to get that.
Hey, Mother E, have me Proverbs chapter 14:14-16, and we think, I believe the young lion should be ready to get a see what he needs. Have me Proverbs 14:14-16, waiting on.
Micah chapter 3, verse 1. And I said, hear, I pray you, O heads of Israel, and you prince of the family of Israel, is it not for you to know judgment?
You see what man saying? So, mother, who's supposed to know judgment? Who's supposed to know judgment, mother? According to 3:1.
Israel.
See, that, I mean, that's what you're supposed to know. You see, you're supposed to know what's going on. You don't get no pat on the back. When it comes down to this Bible, you're supposed to know Yahweh's judgment. Proverbs chapter 14, 14 through 16. Well, say that, Mother E.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14 through 16. Verse 14. The backsliding in mind shall be filled with his own ways, and a good man shall be satisfied from himself. Verse 15. The faithful believes every word, but the prudent man looketh
Wait, what's that, Mother? Hey, Mother, what you say about the, in 15, what you say about the who man?
The prudent man. Look as well.
The simple man, huh? He's a simple man. He's a simple man. He believe everything. You believe the simple man believes that when they over there in Britain, got the red hand, the red line, the red uniform, the red cloth. It's talking about the tribe of Judah. Because they got the red hand up. Ain't talking about no the red hand of Judah. The simple only believe that. But guess what? And that's why you end up always punished. Because we are simple to believe that Queen Elizabeth and Princess is from the tribe of Zorah of Israel, Judah Israel. That's simple. That's simple. Why do we believe it? Why do we believe things like that? Why do we believe that? Because verse 15, read again 15 and 16, break.
Proverbs chapter 14, verse 15 and verse 16. Verse 15. The simple believes every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. Verse 16. A wise man fears and departs from evil, but the fool rages and is confounded.
you know, Mother E, don't see her get happy when you hear some good reading. See, this Bible tells the story. That's why you got to watch every Bible page of this book. You know, they're doing a lot of lying, Mother, that and somebody got to, because like you said, we read over there in the fifth chapter, 1 and 17, if we hear a bunch of lying and we don't say nothing, we just guilty as they is. That's why we got to say something. They said, no, see, don't touch on that. Everybody's mourning right now. But according to the Bible, if we hear this and we don't say nothing, then we just guilty because any day can be your last day. So when you tell the seer, now, hold on, seer, now, give them a chance to bereave and mourn. Well, wait a minute. According to the fifth chapter, Mother Eve, according to Leviticus chapter 5, 1 and 17, what must I do when I hear some lying going on? Let's see what it says I'm supposed to do in 5, 1 and 17. I want to know what the Bible says I'm supposed to do.
Leviticus chapter 5.
Yeah, verse 1 and 17. What do the Bible say I'm supposed to do, Mother?
Okay. Let me get this. 17. Leviticus chapter 5, verses 1 and verse 17. And if a soul sinneth and hears the voice of friends, and if a witness, whether he has seen or knows of it, if he do not utter it, then he shall bear his sin. Verse 17. 10 or 17. Did you say 1 and 17 or 1 and 7?
17.
Mm-hmm. I know. Leviticus 5:17.
Is that what I say? Yeah, 5:17. Is that what I say?
Okay. Yeah, okay. Verse 17. And if a soul sinned and committed any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandment of the Yahweh, though he which is not, yet if he guilty and shall bear his iniquity, sin.
So mother, hey mother, Eve, let's talk for a minute. So now, if the 60 money camps see or hear somebody in line, and if we don't say nothing about it, whatever circumstances, but he put us in a position to hear a little line, and you can go on your internet and see a little line. Now, if we don't say nothing about it, what happened to the six anointed camps, their mother, according to the book?
They sin.
Then you just as guilty as they are. You just as guilty as they are. Yeah. And how we know that? In the book of Esther, Mother E, in the book of Esther, how we know that, Mother? Let's see how we know that. We go on to the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. Let's see how we know that, Mother.
Book
we're
of
going
Esther,
to Esther, E-S-T-H-E-R, chapter 4,
okay.
Verse 14. How do we know that we can read? Yes, ma'am. How we know that we can read?
The book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. So if thou altogether hold thy peace at that time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to thee, that thou Judah from another place, that thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knows whether thou you are come to the kingdom for such a time as this?
You see the man saying? He said now, a mother D of Israel, me, Proverbs 16:1. He says, in Esther 4, verse 14, for if thou altogether hold thy peace at this time. At this time. He said, this time I am.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you hold your peace. He said, don't you know you was created, you were built for this? Sooner or later, the wicked must be revealed. So who gonna do it? And then when I open the door for you to, and I take the platform for you to do it, and you don't say nothing, you just as guilty as they is then. Then why should you go in the kingdom? I might well button you in the fire too. You see what the man is saying? And that's why we read in Jude chapter 1, verse 1. Verse 3. You got to honestly contend for the word of Yahweh, but you got to know the word of Yahweh.
Right.
You can't be caught out there over. No, you found out that I wasn't studying. No, I ain't found out nothing. Your sin found you out.
Mm-hmm.
Your sin found you out if you ain't studying. But when you can't pick this book up when you get ready and think all of a sudden now you put a stoke or a means brush. You ain't going to be able to do nothing but fumble all around in this book. If you don't bump shoulders and do the dust says Yahweh, your sin's going to find you out. That's the bottom line. So what we read, Mother? See up there, what we read?
Proverbs.
Yeah, what we read? And give me 21 verse 2. Back to back. Hardcore. Come on. I'm getting nervous, Mother D. up Israel. How long before I give me some reading?
You don't want 16:1?
Yeah, I want that, and I want 21 too.
21 and verse 2.
Yeah, I want that too.
Proverbs chapter.
Yeah, I want 16:1 to get warmed up. I just want to get warmed up in 16:1.
Yeah. Okay. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1. The preparation of the mind in man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahuwah. Verses 21. I mean chapter 21.
Read that again. Read that again. Hold on, Mo. Read that again. Read that again.
Proverbs 16, verse 1. The preparation of the mind in man and the answer of the tongue is from Yahuwah.
So Yahuwah will have you, he'll have you, and you'll say yourself, why did I say that? Why did I mess around and say that we are from the tribe of Zora, and we are the black hand, the red hand, and we are the red lion, and our symbol is red. Why did I say that? Mm. You know why you said that? Because he held you up to say that and hold that down until boss up to his light come and bust you in the middle of the street. That's why he had you to say that. Now, if we don't say nothing, when the tables is set to say something, because remember last night on the broadcast, we were saying, what did you think about Queen Elizabeth dying, and why don't you have a minute of silence for Queen Elizabeth? I said, well, we're going to see what the Bible say about time. Man, I'm not going to just step out and make a statement in emotion. We want to know your resume first. Then we'll say something. And we stand a whole lot now. See, you see what the man's saying? So he opened the door for you to say something. Now, if you don't say nothing, you don't say nothing. That means you ain't prepared. Then what? Then you know what he says behind that when you're not prepared? Let's see what he said, Brother Micaiah. And 5:13, Matthew. What does that mean if you ain't prepared? See, if you ain't prepared, what can we read in 5:13-16? Know what he gonna say?
Okay.
Matthew 5:13-16.
Going over to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13-16. The book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13, read. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is therefore good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Verse 16, let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
He is the man's man. He is the man's man. So listen, he said, now, if you ain't going to say nothing, well, I ain't going to say it. Listen. Then you're like the little boy kicking a can down the school somewhere. You just like that can be kicked all around. You were built to say something. That's why you got to have the word of Yahuwah. You can't be thumbing around with this. You got to have the word of Yahuwah. This is the most powerful of the universe. It's the word of Yahuwah. And you ain't prepared? Shame on you. You ain't prepared for the word of Yahuwah. Well, they say that mother... 21,
hey,
mother, D. F. Israel, what that 21:2 say?
Proverbs chapter 21, verse 2. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but Yahuwah plunders the mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, now read verse 1. Now read 1. 21:1.
21:1, the king's mind is in the hand of Yahweh, as the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will.
Mm-hmm. You see that? So he makes the wicked step on out there. He makes the wicked step out there. That's what he told Moses. He said, look here, Moses. He said, I'm going to put my hand on Pharaoh. He said, look here. I don't goad him out there real good. I've got him all built up. He can't turn back. That same thing was going on now. See, listen, Sixth on the Camp. You can't draw back now. Read that, Brother Micaiah. Give me 10:38-40 of Hebrews. So do you understand what the man is saying? I mean, you built for this right here. Look at the man telling you, Judah, Israel, and 10:38-40 of the book of Hebrews. Is you hearing what the man is saying? What is he saying?
The book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 38 down to 40. Verse 38 reads, now the just shall live by faith, mm-hmm. but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39, but we are not of them which draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
He said, you draw back, I'm going to kill you. He said, once I put the goal on you and you reverse the goal, I'm going to kill you. Did you hear what the man is saying? If you draw back, but once I put the goal on you and you draw back, I'm going to kill you. Says right there, 38 and 39. If you draw back, I'm going to kill you. Man live in 8 verse 3 by every word he's saying of Deuteronomy. He said, listen, the children of the book, built for these days right now. But if you decide to hold up and draw back, well, you know, I don't like to contend for the word, the man said, I'm going to kick you. There's right there. Read again, 38. Read it. I tell you what, read verse 35 just to make it sound good. Then read verse 38 and 39. Read verse 35. Listen to what he say.
Okay, the book of Hebrews, chapter 10. Verse 35, then skipping down to 38 and 39. 35 reads, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. Verse 38, now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Verse 39, but we are not of them who draw back unto prediction, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul.
Here's the man saying, so if you sit idly on the time that you've been built, you've been created for these times to say something, it is time now, back to Mother, the of Israel, back into that 16th chapter, and look at verse 3 and 4. 16th chapter of Proverbs, verse 3 and 4. Hey, Mother D of Israel, what is saying in the 16th chapter, verse 3 and 4?
Proverbs, chapter 16. I have to go back to it. Proverbs 16, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3.
Read verse 5, make it sound good. Hold on, Mother. Take a deep breath. Read verse 5, 2 to make it sound good. Don't make it sound good, Mother D.F. Israel. Take your time to make it sound good in Proverbs chapter 16, 3 down to verse 5. Make it sound good, Mother D.F. Israel.
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3 to 5. Verse 3. Commit your works unto Yahweh, and your thoughts shall be established. Verse 4. Yahweh has made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked, for the day of evil. Verse 5. Everyone that is proud in his mind is an abomination to Yahweh. Though hand join in hand, he shall not be unpunished.
Did Did you hear what the man is saying? Mm-hmm. All these puff mamas and puff daddies, he said, I got them. Don't you understand that puff mama and puff daddy? He said, I'm going to get you. And you ain't nobody more puff mama and puff daddy than him saving that Brother Micaiah got ready to read. What it read, Jeff, Brother Micaiah? What it read? And Mother E, have me the 11th chapter, verse 26 of book 11, verse number 21. Have me Proverbs 11, 21. And Brother Micaiah, let's see what you're getting ready to read that's recorded history that you're getting ready to read. Come on.
Okay. Pulling up that article by Prince Philip, quoted in Duchess Press, Argentore, August 1988. The quote's follows. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation.
See what the man's saying? If that don't sound like reincarnated in Bill Gates, he had to be a reincarnated in Bill Gates. Is that the same thing for Bill Gates saying?
Mm.
He have came back as Bill Gates. Ain't that what Bill Gates saying?
Mm-hmm.
His parents was the one that invented eugenics about parents planning. What do you call it?
Parent planning.
Yeah. Isn't that from Bill Gates' parents? Ain't Bill Gates is the one buying up all the land for nobody won't get none of it, but you put the squeeze on everybody? Ain't that what he's doing?
Mm-hmm.
You think we out there putting the bar together and telling you to get your stuff together for no reason whatsoever?
Mm-hmm. See? That's what they're doing. Parent planning hood.
You see? And we be telling you some things, and y'all pay the fee on the level nine. I mean, we turned it in on what you need to know, but you're not paying the fee, no, never mind. You ain't got the sleeves rolled up. Do you know in the book of Judas chapter 7, verse 10, what can we read in Judas chapter 7 and verse 10? Let's read a little bit there, Brother Micaiah. Judas chapter 7, verse 10. Don't you know, sooner or later, you're going to recognize the signs of the time. What when we come on the network, we don't know what we're going to tell you, but Yahweh already put it in us to tell you on what you need to know, but you keep paying us on never mind. We was out in the garden today, these young lions were, you know, patting the trees a little bit, patting it a little bit. See, right, you're not hearing what we're trying to tell you. We're telling you, you got to get your own land, school, banquet hall, and a radio station, and but you're not paying them, never mind. We said, if you're going to donate to this ministry. If you're going to make some contribution, make it to this ministry. We for your best interest for the time to come, but you ain't paying them, never mind. Look what happened over here, what they says and what they say today. Now tell me, is you hearing this speech today? Judas chapter 7, verse 10. Listen to the speech and tell me, do you hear any of this going on today? What do you read? Judas chapter 7, verse 10.
Okay. The book of Judas chapter 7, picking up at verse 10. Verse 10 reads, for this people of the children of Israel do not trust in their spears, but in the height of the mountains wherein they dwell. Because it is not easy to come up to the tops of their mountains. Verse 11.
Read.
Now therefore, my Yahuwah, fight not against them in battle array. And there shall not so much as one man of your people perish. Verse 12. Remain in your camp and keep all the men of your army. and let your servants get into their hands a fountain of water, which issues forth out of the foot of the mountain. Verse 13. For all the inhabitants of Bethulah have their water there. So shall thirst kill them, and they shall give up their city. And we and our people shall go up to the tops of the mountains that are near and will camp upon them. Why can none go out of the city? Verse 14. So they and their wives and their children shall be consumed with famine, and before the sword come against them, they shall be overthrown in the streets where they dwell. Verse 15. Thus shall you render them an evil reward, because they rebelled and met not your person peacefully. Verse 16.
You just say, that's it. You're the man saying it. You just said, he said, Mess their water up. Have them, listen. New York, they messed the water up in New York. They messed the water up in Memphis. They messed the water up in Detroit. Do you see, they read your word what to do to you. And now Bill Gates, let me gather all the garden in the yard, and then I'm gonna grow the food for you. Then I'm gonna put my peppers on top of it. Then I'm gonna give it to you, cause you ain't gonna try to put no garden together. So let me go and put it. And what they gonna do for that? HMO you? They have a chicken that is 3 months old, big as a mule. You see what they're doing before your eyes, and we come as honestly and tell you, but you won't pay them no never mind. You make no donations. You make no contributions. You raise your roll your sleeves up at all, and we try to prepare you for time to come. You see what they say? And all you got to do is look at the tap water. I had a memo on the tap water, brother said over there in New York, a few years ago, tap water was so bad you put a match to it and it jumped back in like fountain. All you do, go on your computer and put in the tap water that the fire lit up and watch what you see for yourself. You see it for yourself. An illustration, the brother put the match up on a wall, the water that come out your fountain, and put a match to it. And he had to jump back jack. Thought a bomb went off. What do you think going on, Steve, right? We telling you all the good things, but you won't pay us no never mind. The Corona Network can tell you that there's been too much lying going on. It's time to correct it. It's time to have one counselor of Israel, and that's the Sixth Anointed Camp of the Boss of the Jewish Life. But the Sixth Anointed Camp got to have the word down pat. Can't be fucking on around because some got revealed today, read in the eyes of the young lion, that I'm not even studying. Well, because we clear you ain't studying. You brought tears to the sea of eyes, you ain't studying. Because you can't answer one question. Everything you got is wrong. See, we can't be put on the spot like this. We got to know this thing. And so we got to honestly contend for this thing and ask Yahweh to give me the mercy. Give me the increase in your word. So I can honestly contend for this word to help my loved ones. This? Bill Gates and all the big dignitaries is buying up all the land they can get. They print money. So and why are you buying the land up for? I'm just buying the land for the other folks gonna get it and grow nothing. We're on us to grow something. But and we're gonna grow it real good, too. We're gonna grow it real good for them. You see? And you remember a couple nights ago, it was a statement around the network saying, see, suppose if we shut your mouth up there, what happened next? That's why we stopped teaching on the 11th chapter of Romans, because they need to examine these six anointed candidates, see they prepared. The fox can't have been lit, the curtain hand went up. You know? That's why I'll be backing up on Romans chapter 11 to make sure you understand these basic things and with no problem. To make sure you got it down pat. But you got to study. And you got to honestly contend for this thing. And if you see something that's wicked and you are witness of it, if you don't say nothing, you're just guilty. You don't say it too. We already read that in. And that's why you can't be around company that is contrary to the covenant. But you can avoid that kind of atmosphere. Because if you envy, if you're going to be like, because nobody do that, no wolves hang out with the lamb. If the wolf be a lamb, the lamb will be in his throat. The lamb ain't never picked friends with no wolf. You see what you do. See, we come. I mean, how honest can we come with you? That's why we're telling you, you got to preach up your Bible to start breaking this thing down, and you got to get prepared for what the... You see what he said? But look what he said, and I go back to Judas 5:17 down to verse 21. See, the world knows that how to get you, see, right? They know how to plant things in you. And you still want to run toward other nations to have all this conversation with. And he's telling you, you can have a one counseling of a thousand. But you all over the place. And it shows up every time you open your mouth up. Judas chapter 5:17-21. Listen, come on, young man.
The book of Judas chapter 5. Verse 17 down to 21. Verse 17 reads, "And while they sinned not before their Yahuwah, they prospered, because Yahuwah that hated sin was with them." Verse 18, "But when they departed from the way which he appointed them, they were destroyed in many battles, very sore, and were led captives into a land that was not theirs. And the temple of their Yahuwah was cast to the ground, and their cities were taken by their enemies." Verse 19, "But now are they returned to their Yahuwah, and are camp, and are come up from the places where they were scattered, and have possessed Yadadudah, where their temple is, and are seated in the hill country, for it was desolate." Verse 20. "Now therefore, my Yahuwah and governor, if there be an error in this people, and they sin against their Yahuwah, let us consider that this shall be their ruin. And let us go up, and we shall overcome them." 21. "But if there be no sin in their nation, let my Yahuwah now pass by, lest their Yahuwah defend them, and their Yahuwah be for them, and we become a reproach before all the world." Verse 22. And when...
That's it. 21. That's it. So you see the man saying, see, they know how to get you, see, right? That's why they lying all like a rug on you on every point. They know you're not studying your Bible, because there's no way we can get away with what we're saying. And you can't back us down into the car. We know. Can two walk together unless they agree? Prince William said, when I come back, I want to get on the poor like deadly virus. I want to get on the poor like all this population problem. Is that the same speech you hear? Is that the same speech that you hear in Bill Gates? Bill Gates invented a machine up in Africa. And the machine is, you can go take filth, all type of feces, and put it in the machine, and it'll come out with a clean glass of white water. Clear water. You got a machine right now the other end of it, it'll come back clean water and you drink it. And you say, oh, this got to be the Lord right here. You see it? If mother just got to read, and, hey, mother, read that again, mother, what it say in Proverbs 14:15. See, and we're going to go and pause and bring Mother Z in and let her address this national audience. So you see what the man's saying? He said he got a machine built. You go in, you know, we don't rehearse nothing. He got a machine built right now that turns built into a clean glass of water. In your mind, be with you, and you drink that, and all of a sudden you be calling for Doc Cook. 5 minutes after you drinking that thing, and now if that ain't a population control, you see the pole built on one end of the machine. You get on the other end and get a bucket full of looking clear water, and you said, this is the Lord himself. And you drank it, then all of a sudden, 5 minutes later, you need Doc Cook. Look what it said by Mother Eve. And now go on your network and put them up. The machine that Bill Gates built in Africa. That's where he tested that. Well, who best to test everything on? Who the best guinea pigs it is? Then the one that's according to Hosea chapter 4, verse 1 and 4, 1 and 6, the children of Israel is destroyed for lack of knowledge. Who best to test anything on? Huh? The children of Israel. Then the man said, when I come back, he still came back. He right now is in Bill Gates. Bill Gates will fall up all the land that he can shake a stick at. He said, why you got all that land? He said, I'm buying up all the land just to make sure nobody don't grow nothing on it. We don't want us to grow something.
Do what you want, Satan.
Hey, Mo, what can we read? What can we read in Proverbs 14:15?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 14, verse 15. Verse 15 reads, deceitful believe every word, but a prudent man looketh well to his going.
And who more simple than the 12 tribes of Israel? Mm-hmm. Who more simple than the 12 tribes of Israel? Who more simple? And ain't nobody no more simple than 12 tribes of Israel. That's why the 6th anointed camp, we got to get this right. The one council is supposed to be the one council of Israel. Not Christianity, Islam, or Judaism. Let's bring Mother Z in. Let's bring Mother Z and let her address the audience. Because look what WCC said. See, now you know we're going to mute somebody, right? No, I don't know that's right. We gonna mute L. Yeah. See how you roll? Hey, Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, Camp 1. One of the elders' mothers out of Camp 1. Yahweh be there, see right.
Yahweh bless and keep you, see of Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother Z, now. Now we'll talk. We'll have a whole lot of good talk. But now, what you want to add to for take number 174? You the floor is yours. Go add to it. You on the clock. Come on.
Well, I'm just gonna read some of the scriptures about the poor. I'm going to Psalms 34 and 6. Psalms 34 and 6. Psalms chapter 34, verse 6. I'm going to say, they looked, I'm going to start reading as Well, I started verse 1. I will bless the Yahweh at all times. His praises shall continue be in my mouth. And I'm going to skip down to verse 6. The poor man cried, and the Yahweh heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The anger of the Yahweh encamped round and about them that feared him and delivered them. Verse 8. O taste and see that the Yahweh is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Verse 9. O fear the Yahweh, his saints, for there is no one to them that fear him. Verse 10. The young lion do lap and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Yahweh shall not want any good thing. Verse 11. Come ye with children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Yahweh. And then I'm going to read in Psalms 40 and 17. 40 and 17. Psalms 40 and 17. But I am poor and need ye the Yahweh. But I am poor and need ye the Yahweh. Thinketh upon me, thus are my help and my deliverer. Make known tearing make known tearing, O my Yahweh. Will make all his bed in his sickness. Verse 4. I said, the Yahweh be merciful unto me. Help my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When shall he die and his name perish? Verse 6. And if he come to see me, he speaketh vanity. His mind gather iniquity, sin to himself. When he goeth abroad, he telleth it. Verse 7. All that hate me whisper together against me. Do they divide my hurt? Verse 8. And evil desire say, and evil disease say, thus clean fast unto him, and now they that he lies, he shall rise up no more. And I'm going to say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. All right, that's excellent. Now, we're clear that the elder, Mr. Tibbs, have been nuked out for take number 174. And Captain Trey said, we ain't through. We gonna mute the young line. He finished for the night, too. M-U-T-E on the young line. What about that, Sid? What about that, Sid? You mute the young line, huh? Well, one thing about it, sooner or later, those gonna support this. They gonna donate to this, and they gonna roll their sleeves up and get into this. Because we revealing the truth to you. But we clear the mothers can hold on and throw down for the remains of the broadcast. We clear that gonna happen. Now, so if that's the case, Mother D.F. Israel, we want to read a little something that we can read in Isaiah chapter 10, verse 17, verse 13 to 17. Now, we're going to examine something. See, we're going to examine something. I tell you, this ministry is a load. And we know the fox tail have been lit and the curtain have went up. But we know Isaiah was prophesizing something in the 10th chapter, verse 13 through 17. And I wonder what did he say that reflects back to us today. Let's see what he said, Mother dear of Israel. Isaiah 10, 13 down to verse 17. What did he say?
Isaiah chapter 10, 13 through 17. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 13. For he said, by the strength of my hand, I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bonds of the people and have robbed their treasures and have put down the inhabitation like a violent man. 14. And
valid,
my hand.
Man. Hold on, mother. Hold on, mother. Hello, mother. You know, listen. Here's the man just said. Did you hear what he said? He did. Read the boasting in that verse again, what the man said. Now, who is this that's boasting like this? Here's the man who's saying. Isaiah is prophesizing what some man going to say today. In your time, look what they say they did to the children of the book. What they say they did in 10:13 again, mother?
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 13. For he said, by the strength of my hand, I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasure. And I have put down the inhabitation like a violent man.
Here's the man standing in there. He said, I'll move the bounds of your habitation where it was told for me not to do it. I did it anyway. I'm not holding that point. Hey, Mother E, that's a whole lot of talk. That's called big bitches talking we just heard, Mother. I mean, y'all don't get excited behind big bitches talking. You see what he did? He said, I'll move their bounds up. You know? In Genesis chapter 9, Mother, can you help those see up in Genesis chapter 9, verse number 6? What it says in 9, verse 6?
Book of Genesis, chapter 9.
Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. Verse 6. Hey, Marie. I heard a whole lot of great big tall talking now. I want to check, do the Bible supports all this big old tall talking? What does it say in 9, verse 6?
The book of Genesis, chapter 9, verse 6. Whoso sheddeth man's blood, by man shall his blood be shed. For in the image of Yahweh made he man.
So if you boasting by taking somebody down, and you say you just what he say he did again, hey mother, mother dear of Israel, what he say he did again in 10:13?
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 13. For he said, by the strength of my hand I have done it, and by my wisdom, for I am prudent, and I have removed the bounds of the people, and have robbed their treasure, and have put down the inhabitation like a valiant man.
Ain't that something? Hey, mother dear, if that sound like somebody doing a whole lot of tall, big bitches talking to you?
Yeah.
Who is that talking like that, mother, that have done all this right here that we can read? Hey, mother E, we're going to find out who's doing all this great big talking that we can read. But what did Yahweh say that we can read in Deuteronomy 27, verse 17? Now, you heard plainly what they said out of mouth of Isaiah. What did Yahweh say in 27:17, Mother E? What did he say?
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17.
And 18, 17 and 18.
Okay.
So what did Yahweh say?
Deuteronomy chapter 27, verse 17 and verse 18. Mm-hmm. Verse 17. Cursed be he that removeth his neighbor's landmark, and all the people shall say, Hallelujah, God. Verse 18. Cursed be he that maketh the blind to wander out of the way, and all the people shall say, Hallelujah, God.
Hey, Mo, but when you talk like that, what are you up under with all that great big talking? And who landmark you move was the blind landmark that you move? Now, that's big talk, Mother. I mean, we hear some big talk, Mother. You hear what the man is saying? But if you move somebody's landmark, that means where they're supposed to be at, they ain't got a clue where they're supposed to be at. And you move away from the blind, you upon the curse. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Mother, read me Deuteronomy chapter 19:14-15. Now, I just want to take a look at what's going on here, Mother. Hey, Mother E, what does Deuteronomy chapter 19:14-15 say?
Deuteronomy chapter 19, verses 14 and verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 14. Thou shalt not remove thy neighbor's landmark, which they of old times have set in thine inheritance, which thou shalt inherit in the land that the Yahweh, your Yahweh, give thee to possess it. 15. One witness shall not rise up against a man for any sin.
That's good, Mother. That's good. But, Mother, what is we reading on the thou shalt not do in verse 19:14? What is they saying, Mother? For this mass and audience, what is Yahweh telling Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, thou shalt not what?
Move thy neighbor's landmark. Thou shalt not lose thy neighbor landmark.
And then you read over there, then you read in 27 verse 17-18, you should remove the blind landmark. So who's this blind that he's talking about, Mother D of Israel, that we can read in Isaiah 42? So who is this blind he's talking about? He said, don't do this to the blind. He said, make sure you don't do this to the blind. That's what he say. Make sure you don't do it to the blind. So who is this blind mother, D of Israel, that we can read that he said, don't do it to the blind?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to Isaiah 42, mother. And we're going to find out who is this blind. He said, now make sure you do not do the blind like that. Don't move their landmark. Make sure they always know where they from and how to get back to where they came from. He said, don't do it. Let's find what he's talking about. We're going to Isaiah 42. And we'll look at verse 8. Down to verse number 24. What is saying we can read, Mother D.F. Israel? Isaiah 42, 18 to 24. Come on, let's talk about this blind.
Isaiah 42, verse 18 to 24. Verse 18. Hear you deaf, and look you blind, that you may see. 19. Who is blind but my servant, or deaf as my messengers that I send? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yahweh's servant? 20. Seeing all things, but you observe not. Opening the ears, but you hear not. 21.
Read that again. Read 20 again. Hello, read 20 again.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 20. Seeing many things, but you observe not. Opening the ears, but he hears not.
Hold that part. Even the man saying, he said, we see everything. We watch it. We see all the things. We see many things, but we just don't do nothing about it. We see things, and we don't do nothing about it.
No.
And they know that's the reason we in the predicament we're in today, because we know every time we divide ourselves, the enemy come and run a bulldozer through whatever plan we got. Every time you stick together, they know they can't do nothing with you. But any time you split yourself up like we did all over the world, and that's why we've been kicked like a tin can all over the world. His messenger, and who is blinder than his messenger? Go ahead and read some more. Now give me 21.
Verse 21. Yahweh is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify Torah instruction and make it honorable. 22. But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver, for a spoil, and none say restore. 23. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will hearken, listen, and hear for the time to come? Verse 24. Who gave Israel for a spoil, and Israel to the robber? Did not Yahweh, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his Torah instruction.
And what did he do in verse 25? I had all that, mother. Verse
25. Therefore he poured upon him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle, and it has set him on fire round about, yet he knows not, and it burned him, yet he laid it not to mind.
Mm-hmm.
He hit the man, he hit the man in his hand. He said, I burnt this Israelite on every side. And he still won't figure out that you got to get behind the six anointed camps. You got to donate, contribute to this ministry, but we can show you the way and get the double from Yahweh. You still won't do right. Still won't roll your sleeves up and come on, get in this thing. And they talking all that great big tall talking. Come on back to that Isaiah, mother. And it's reasonable that big old tall talking we hear in Isaiah. Oh, that was Isaiah 10. Give me 14 down in verse 17. Listen to this. Look at all this, all this big old talk that's going on. Verse 14 to 17. Come on, down to 17.
Isaiah chapter 10, verse 14 and 17. Verse 14. And my hand has founded as a nest the riches of the people, and as one gather eggs that are left. Have I gathered all the earth, and there was none that moved the wing or opened the mouth or peaked? 15. Shall the axe boast itself against him that hewed therewith? Or shall the saw magnify itself against him that shake it, as if the rod should shake itself against them that lift
itself?
Them that lift it up, or as if the staff shall lift up itself, as it is were no wood. 16. Therefore shall Yahweh of hosts stand among his fat one, leanness, and under his greatness he shall kindle a burning like the burning of a fire. Verse 17. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his righteous one for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his throne and his bridal in one day.
Yeah, the man said, he said, yeah, okay, you boasting real good about all that you're doing, how you kicking those children of Israel in the ring, but guess what? A day going to come that they're going to hear the six anointed camps, and they're going to get in line. And all that great big talking, we're going to bring it back to the table that y'all been doing. All that boasting you've been doing. And who been doing all that boasting, Mother E? Hey, Mother E, who been doing all that great big old tall talking about I moved in landmarks, I kicked them in the ring, and can't nobody stand before me? Who doing all that great big talking in Jeremiah 41, verse 10? Who doing that great big talking, Mother, in Jeremiah 49, verse 10? Who talk all that big tall talking? Big britches talking. Who do it? 49, verse 10.
Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 10 reads. Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 10. But I have made Jeremiah chapter 49, verse 10. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his
secret place, and he shall not be able to hide himself. His seed is far, and his brethren and his neighbors, and he is not.
Yeah, mother. He said sooner or later that his seed have been, and his mind been far. He is waiting on the opportunity for the one that gonna say something. He said, look here, they ain't gonna be able to hide themselves no more. They gonna keep on saying they you. They from the tribe of Judah. They from they call themselves the red hand people. Man, a red hand ain't got nothing to do with no red hand, because Judah's hand is not red. His hand is black, and he had a red thread around his hand. Matter of fact, read that. See, they don't tuck a red thread and come up with a red hand. Hey, mother, be up Israel. They got a symbol of a red hand in Britain. A red lion, red uniforms on. They not talking about, they got a red hand, but Judah don't have no red hand. Mm-hmm. They take what that we can read in Genesis 38. What was red on Judah's twin brother? What was red on him that we can read? See, they make statements about the red hand. But let's find out what the Bible say about the red hand that we can read in the 38th chapter. Let's see exactly what red that we can read. We're going 38. And we'll pick up 7 and 38. What was red?
Was you said 38, 27?
Genesis and 28.
Okay. Genesis chapter 38, verse 27 and 28. And it came to pass in the time of her travail that, behold, twins were in her womb. 28. And it came to pass when she travailed that the one put out his hand, and the midwife took and bound upon his hand a scarlet thread, saying, this came out first.
Now, the red hand, the hand wasn't red. What was red on the hand?
A scarlet thread.
you see what it is? Now they got the red hand pointing towards, that's the red hand and the red line.
Yeah.
What color is his hand in 14 verse 2, Mother D of Israel?
14 verse 2 or what?
Jeremiah 14 verse 2. What color is his hand?
Okay.
Judah's hand. What color is Judah's hand in 14 verse 2?
Okay. Yeah, my type of 14 verse 2. Okay.
And Mother E, have me a full verse number 1 in Exodus.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 2. Judah mourn, and the gates thereof languish. They are black unto the ground.
So what color is Judah's hand, Mother?
Black.
And what did he have on his hand that was red when Judah's Zora stuck his hand out? What did he have on his hand?
Scarlet thread.
A scarlet thread.
Mm-hmm.
And now they got his hand is red.
Right.
Judah's hand is black to the ground. Is that what we're reading?
That's what we're reading.
Now we're going to the 4th chapter, Mother. Hey, Mother. Mother E. We're going to the 4th chapter of Exodus and pick up verse 1. And we can look at Judah's brother.
The book of Exodus, chapter 4, verse 1. And Moses answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice, for they will say, the Yahweh had not appeared unto thee. Verse 2.
Okay, good. 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 Now skip down to verse 6 for time's sake.
Verse 6. And the Yahweh says, furthermore unto him, put now thy hand into thy bosom. And he put his hand into his bosom, and when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous as snow.
Wait a minute, hold on, Moses. So Yahweh told him, because he said, they don't want to believe you, Moses, tell you to do. Put your hand inside your garment.
Mm-hmm.
And pull it out. He put his hand in his garment, and behold, his hand was leprous. Then it gave you a definition of leprous, white as snow. So Moses had a white hand. Is that what we read?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Is that what we read? Moses got a white hand before him, and he said, behold, Moses' hand. And what did Yahweh say next?
Verse 7. And he said, put thy hand into thy bosom again. And he put his hand into his bosom again and plucked it out of his bosom. And behold, it was turned again as his other flesh.
You see it? And he put his hand back in his coat, his garment, and returned back to his other flesh. So his other flesh was not white, was it, Mother?
No, it wasn't.
No, it was black.
But he got his attention by turning his hand white. Then told him put his hand back in his garment and it returned. So you see how they use smoking mirrors on y'all, on us, and we still can't get to it. Now back up to the second chapter. Mother East, back up to the second chapter.
Second chapter, Exodus.
Yeah, we're going to find what his other flesh look like.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out what his other flesh look like, picking up verse 16, 2:16.
Exodus chapter 2, verse 16. Now the 16 priest
and 19.
Written.
16 and 19.
Okay. Exodus chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 19. Verse 16. Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and draw water and filled their troughs to water their father's flock.
Verse
17. And they,
verse 17. Make, give me 17. I need your name. 17.
Verse 17. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and kept them and watered their flock. And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hands of the shepherds and also draw water enough for us and watered the flock.
What color is the Egyptians, Mother D of Israel, Mother E? What color is the sinners of Ham called Egyptian? What color is them? So when Moses put his hand back in his garment and came back out, what color was his hand?
Black.
Exactly right. So you see, they now let's go to Obadiah chapter 1, mother. We're going to Obadiah chapter 1 and a closing statement there, mother. We're going to Obadiah chapter 1 and look at verse 4 down to verse 6 and a closing statement. We'll catch you tomorrow and we'll get back on this tomorrow. So you see, soon later, the 600 Catholics got to do this thing. Meet them where they at. Give me Obadiah chapter 1, 4 down to verse 6 and a closing statement.
Let me get there.
Read next to Amos. Read after Amos. Read after Amos.
I got it.
Let's find Obadiah, chapter 1, okay. 4 to 6. What does it say?
Obadiah, chapter 1, 4 to 6. Obadiah, chapter 1.
Yes, ma'am. Verse
7. Though they exalt themselves as the eagle, and though they set the nest among the stars, yes, will I bring thee down, said the Yahweh. Verse 5. If thieves come to thee, and robbers by night, how are they cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the great gatherers come to thee, would they not be some great receipt? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things found up?
By voices of the true Israelite 69 camp. That's why. We are revealing, O Esau. We are revealing him now. He can't hide himself. Yahweh called him a thief. Mm-hmm. You hear that? And Mother E, he called Esau a thief. Mm-hmm. He said he's a thief. Mm-hmm. He can't hide himself no more.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Whatever the Bible called him. Yahweh called him a thief. He can't hide himself. He steal your dignity. He steal your land. He boasts about being you. He boasts that a red hand, that it means day color. And he talking about no red hand, talking about a red piece of cloth that tied to his wrist of a black hand. Because Moses is the brother to Joseph. Moses is the brother to Joseph and Judas and Judah. And all their hands is black to the ground. Moses took his hand, put it in his garment, and it came out white. He said, behold, look at your hand now, Moses. It's white. Now put it back in there. Now it's black again.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to tell the story, Mother E. How about a closing statement? I'm at you on the clock.
Oh, thank you, praise and help for the clay. Thank you, praise and help for being in the clay. And thank you, praise and help for each and every one that's in the clay for Israelite. Thank you, praise and help for Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah. So, you know, this right here is like picking grapes at dealing with this book according to other nations. And we got to all do this on 1-9, one accord. What did it say there, Mother, in St. John's, Mother D. F. Israel, 10:10 and 11 of St. John? Hey, Mother D. F. Israel, what can we read in St. John 10:10 and 11?
St. John. Chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Mm-hmm. St. John, chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they may have life and that they might have it more abundantly. 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep.
So, Mother, so we clear who this thief that comes to steal, kill, and rob. Don't angry, Mother.
That's right.
Let's run to Isaiah 26, verse 10 and 11. Isaiah 26, verse 10 and 11. Listen, hey, Mosey, listen to this. It was written in Isaiah 26, verse 10 and 11. Listen to this.
Okay. Isaiah chapter 26, verses 10 and 11. Verse 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness. Will he deal unjustly and will not behold the majesty of Yahweh? Verse 11. Yahweh, when your hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemy shall devour them.
I mean, if you hear what the man is saying, what he said again in verse 10, listen, Mother Z, listen to what he said in verse 10, 2016.
Isaiah chapter 26, verse 10. Let favor be shown to the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness in the land of uprightness.
Mm-hmm.
He will.
You hear the man saying?
So
I don't care what you do to the wicked. You can show him favor. You can do it. You can skin and grin. He still be really got to cut you low.
Yes.
You see that?
Yes.
Is y'all hear what the man is saying?
Yeah.
Give me Proverbs 3, 31 through 33, the closing statement. Proverbs 3, 31 through 33. Hey, mothers, do you hear what the man is saying? I don't care how nice you try to be. That's what you got coming. So he tell you in Proverbs 3, 31 through 33, what do you say, mother?
Proverbs chapter 3. 31.
Mm-hmm.
31 to 33 in the closing statement. Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 to 33. 31. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. 32. For forward is abomination to Yahweh, but his secret is with the righteous. 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the family of the wicked, but he blessed the inhabitation of the just.
Should we say anything more? Should we say anything more on tape 174? Take your time and close out, Mother D of Israel, for the mothers, the elders, all the teachers. You hear what the man is saying? Close out, Mother D of Israel. You on the clock. Come on.
Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Verse 3, let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of prediction. Verse 4. Who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Yahweh or that is worship, so that he, as Yahweh, sits in the temple of Yahweh, showing himself that he is Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey, mother, hey, read me one verse, Job 13, verse 4, and keep this in your mind. Job 13, verse 4. Listen to this. Hey, Mother Z, listen to this, 13, verse 4.
Okay, let me get this. Job, chapter 13, verse 4. Job 13, verse 4. But you are foreigners, are forgers of lies, You are all physicians of no value.
Hey, Mother B, you the man, see? You ain't no, you a fortune of lies. And you ain't got no value. You lie on everything. You give us the wrong medicine, tell us take this medicine, that's wrong. You of no value. Abraham 13, verse 4. But we in a hurry to dial Doc Cook for the speed dial. I got to go see what my doctor said. Y'all what I say? He ain't no value to you. Why you ever to go see him? He ain't no value to you.